Good morning. I'd like to welcome Sivakumaran from Mauritius. Welcome, Vanakkam. Today is our change of ritual. We're moving into the moksha ritual and have a flag raising ceremony after we end here in the temple. And if our flag raising supplies aren't ready, welcome to get them ready. Hopefully they are. So this morning I just have a few thoughts prepared on affectionate detachment. And thinking about it this morning and came up with a threefold concept, two stages leading up to the stage of affectionate detachment. First one is called unaffectionate attachment. Unaffectionate attachment. Second one is called unaffectionate detachment. And then the third one is called affectionate detachment. So what does unaffectionate attachment refer to? Well, it refers to a state of mind that we sometimes end up in as young adults and older adults. We don't start out that way as children, certainly. But it's a state of mind where we're filled with things like resentment, misunderstandings, bad memories of our growing up, grudges. And quite often this is children toward parents or younger children toward older children in the family, and we're just filled with them. We're constantly thinking about the past and what happened when we were 12 years old and what happened when we were 20 years old, and we're obviously attached. There was a wonderful movie we saw sometime in the last few months, Shirley MacLaine movie, where she was the mother, Meryl Streep was the daughter, and they reached a scene where the daughter started rattling off, "Well, when I was 10 years old, you did this to me. And then at my 12th birthday, that happened. When I was 15, you did this. When I was 20, I brought a boy home and that happened to him. When I was 22, this happened." You know, it's just really a classic example of what we're talking about here, unaffectionate attachment. Did the daughter like the mother? No. Very hard feelings. There wasn't any affection. It was unaffectionate. Was there attachment? Yes, there was this strong clinging to the past, which is what Gurudeva means in this context of attachment. Our mind is in the past. We're not in the present. We're still reacting to the past in a very strong way. And of course, this can happen. And if it does happen, then we need to undo it, right? We need to clear the subconscious mind of these kinds of negative attachments, or as I'm calling them, unaffectionate attachments. There's certainly no love in these attachments. There's hard feelings, dislike, even hatred can exist in these kinds of negative feelings about what happened to us when we were growing up from our parents or older brothers or sisters. And even when we're growing up, we can add to it. I remember talking to someone, this was a while ago, but they were adding to it with resentments about the partners in their business, treating them unfairly. Their mind was totally absorbed in, well, the partner did this to me 4 years ago, and then 2 years ago the other partner did that, and last month this happened. And were they in the present? No, they were totally in the past. So if we find our mind dwelling a lot in the past about these kinds of things, we need to clear them out. We need to get rid of them, which is the beauty of Gurudeva's teachings. We not only have the theory, but he gives us certain practices which we can do, very concrete practices, so we can change the subconscious mind, change our nature. Nothing theoretical about it. So, of course, as we all know, we've spent a lot of time with the Mahavasanada Tantra in recent years, that's the basic clearing of the subconscious mind, writing down what happened to us each year of our life, and then keeping up with that, writing it down and writing letters to people that we hold resentments against and burning them up and clearing out the subconscious mind helps get rid of a lot of those feelings, those unaffectionate attachments to what happened to us in the past. For really difficult situations, Gurudeva has even given additional prayaschitta, such as the flower prayaschitta, putting a flower in front of a picture of a parent who you really don't like, who you really resent how they treated you in raising you, who you really resent for beating you when you were young. You know, there's a flower prayaschitta and a whole practice that goes along with that, because just writing it down may not get rid of it. It created such a deep impression in the mind, a negative samskara in the mind, that more than writing it down is needed. We have to actually do something physical. So Gurudeva has given advice such as the flower prayaschitta, which is very, very effective. And what happens when we do those kinds of practices like Mahavasanada Tantra and the flower prayaschitta? We arrive at the second term here, unaffectionate detachment. We still don't like the person, but at least we're not thinking about them all the time. We've gotten detached. We have no fondness, no love, but we're not thinking about the past. We've understood the situation. It was like in this movie with Shirley MacLaine. The daughter finally, the mother said, "I did the best I could in raising you." And the daughter accepted that finally, realizing that the mother wasn't perfect and she shouldn't expect a perfect childhood. That's unrealistic expectations. So they came to an understanding which created a release of the attachment. But still, it didn't build up affection. We had a cold situation without any attachment. So that's unaffectionate detachment. So, of course, that's not the goal either. The goal is affectionate detachment. So Gurudeva used to tell a story which shows what affectionate detachment isn't very nicely. It involves Paramahansa Yogananda and one of Paramahansa Yogananda's devotees gave him this beautiful shawl, really exquisite shawl with gold thread through it, design and everything, very expensive, beautiful shawl. And Paramahansa Yogananda thanked the devotee and they were walking around together and he put the shawl on, and before he knew it, the shawl kind of slipped off, was dragging in the mud. And of course the devotee was horrified that, "Oh, my beautiful shawl, it's going in the mud." And then it kept getting lower and lower, and pretty soon it just fell off altogether. And Swami kept walking along, and the devotee was still back thinking of the shawl and wasn't thinking about Yogananda at all, because the gift hadn't been given with detachment. Gift was given, which is wonderful, but there was attachment to the gift, right? All the devotee could think about was the shawl and what was happening to the shawl, and it was his shawl and it was getting dirty and then it was getting ignored. And whereas if he had given it in the right spirit, then whatever Swami did with it wouldn't matter, because it was no longer his shawl. He gave it and became detached from it. So Gurudeva gives us a nice statement about how to cultivate affectionate detachment. The best way to keep the actinic force flowing through the physical body is practicing the art of giving. Doing little things for others you have not been asked to do. That's not hard, right? Doing little things for others you have not been asked to do. Well, it sounds so simple, why bother doing it? Well, okay, I can do that. Why bother doing it? Because I can do it. Well, because it produces results. It actually gets us from unaffectionate detachment to affectionate detachment. It builds up love and good feelings toward those to whom we've had hard feelings in the past. Just this simple practice, over time, of course it doesn't change everything in one action. You know, we give something that wasn't anticipated and a thank you and everything happens. You know, it doesn't cause a total transformation just because it happens once. But repeat it over and over again, just little gifts, doing things for others that they don't anticipate. Changes the nature of the feelings between people. And changes something that's unaffectionate into affectionate. Creates more love, more of a feeling of kindness and warmth toward one another than we had before. So, of course, this is an important practice in an ongoing sense, because there's always the opportunity for hard feelings to develop in life. You know, it's not like, okay, everything's perfect. I started out, I was unaffectionately attached. I did my Mahavasanada Tantra, I did my flower prayaschitta, I became unaffectionately detached. I did this for this person, I did that for that person, and build up a certain sense of warmth and friendship, and everything's okay, I'm affectionately detached. I can move on. No, it doesn't work that way. It's something we have to work at the rest of our life, because we're interacting with people the rest of our life. So it's just part of interacting with people in a way that hard feelings don't develop, resentments don't develop, we don't start clinging to the past and remembering what happened 2 years ago and not letting it go. No, we cultivate affectionate detachment through this simple practice of doing things for others, giving in ways that weren't anticipated, and therefore hard feelings don't develop. We keep things flowing smoothly and keep nice feelings between people we interact with regularly, both family members and friends, and even people at work. If we interact with them regularly and we feel a need for this kind of practice, then we can even do it there. So that leads to a nice affection between people, but Gurudeva even takes it further. He says it eventually leads to greater actinic understanding. So what does that mean? It means not only do we have good, kind feelings about others, but we understand their nature better. Part of the reason that we don't get along with certain people is we just don't understand them. You know, we think everyone's like us. It's a natural assumption. Everyone's like me. But you may not meet anyone that's like you your whole lifetime. People are quite different. And the basis for misunderstanding and hard feelings is not understanding one another, clearly not recognizing those differences, different sensitivities people have, different needs different people have, different limitations people have. So when we really are deep into affectionate detachment, not only do we have a kindly feeling for others, but we also understand them in an intuitive way, which is what Gurudeva means by actinic understanding. It's not an intellectual analysis that is done. It's just an intuitive sense of who that person is. And because we understand that person better, we get along with them better. So all of that is contained in the wonderful idea of affectionate detachment. And then for the monks, I thought I'd take the principle one step further. And one of the big differences between monastic life and family life is that in family life, you have friends. You have people you like better than others. You have people you spend more time with than others. These are my friends, right? Friendship, having friends in family life, we don't think twice about it. Those are my friends. These are the people I spend time with on days off and this and that, and people I feel close to. They're my friends. Other people aren't my friends. So it's not that we don't like people who aren't our friends, but we like people who are our friends better, right? That's why we call them friends. Whereas in monastic life, we don't have any friends. The monk has to treat everyone alike. So it's a taking affectionate detachment even a step further, because we're detached in the sense that we don't even form friendships in the first place. And a simple way of thinking about it is to be like the sun, and how it shines light. Okay, the sun's up in the sky, and does it shine light more on one person than another because that person's the sun's friend? Of course not. You know, the sun shines light equally on everything. It doesn't distinguish. It's just there radiating light. So the monk needs to be like that, but instead of radiating light, he's radiating love and kindness toward everyone he meets equally. In the monastery, he doesn't like one person more than the other. He radiates love and kindness equally to all. And people he meets in the monastery, in town, the same way. He just radiates the same amount of love and kindness to everyone he meets. That's the monastic path. I think Gurudeva was a wonderful master of that, and that's why so many people feel touched by him, because he didn't distinguish. If he was in a restaurant and a waiter came up, that waiter got just as much love and kindness from Gurudeva as the mayor would, or the president of this or that. Gurudeva did not distinguish according to social level or income or background or ethnic group or anything. No, every person that Gurudeva met, he treated the same. Shined love and kindness on them just as much as anyone else. And therefore, when we have gatherings on the island of people that were touched by Gurudeva, everyone comes. The whole social structure comes. Whereas you won't find that in most places. This is very unusual. And it shows Gurudeva's monastic quality of just not limiting, not choosing some people over others, but just radiating his love and kindness equally on all people that he encountered in his daily life. So those are the three stages of getting up to affectionate detachment. Unaffectionate attachment, unaffectionate detachment, and affectionate detachment, which comes in two stages. First, just having more love and kindness in our feelings toward others, and then actually understanding them more clearly, understanding the nature of our family and friends in an intuitive way, and therefore loving them more and being able to get along with them better because we understand who they are from the inside out. Om Namah Shivaya. Let the monks go first here. Start our parade in a few minutes.